Israel sister. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, Australia, July 1st, 1896. Dear Sister Israel, not because we first loved him did God love us, but while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, making full and abundant provision for our redemption. Romans 5, verse 8. Although by our disobedience we have merited God's displeasure and condemnation, yet he has not forsaken us, leaving us to grapple with the power of the enemy in our own finite strength. Heavenly angels fight our battles for us, and cooperating with them, we may be victorious over the powers of evil. Trusting in Christ as our personal Savior, we may be more than conquerors. Thus saith God the Lord, He that created the heavens and stretched them out, He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and will give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Isaiah 42, verse 5-7. This precious assurance of God to his Son, his anointed, embraces all who receive Jesus Christ. For John says, As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1, verse 12. To every one the Lord presents terms of mercy. As we draw nigh to him by faith, he draws nigh to us, adopting us into his family, and making us his sons and daughters. By disobeying the commands of God, man fell under the condemnation of the law. This fall called for the grace of God to appear in behalf of sinners. We would never have learned the meaning of this word grace had we not failed. God loves the sinless angels who do his service and are obedient to all his commands. But he does not give them grace. They have never needed it, for they have never sinned. Grace is an attribute of God shown to undeserving human beings. We did not seek after it, but it was sent in search of us. God rejoices to bestow this grace upon every one who hungers for it, not because we were worthy, but because we are so utterly unworthy. Our need is the qualification which gives us the assurance that we will receive this gift. Never has a soul that trusts in Jesus been left to perish. I, even I, am he, the Lord declares, that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance, let us plead together. Declare thou, that thou mayest be justified. Isaiah 43, verse 25-26. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, Seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am the Lord, and there is none else. Isaiah 45, verse 19-22. Respond to the calls of God's mercy, my sister, and say, I will trust in the Lord and be comforted, for thou hast loved me. I will praise the Lord. In much love.